Before you move on to the next phase, which involves reaching a deeper meditative state, let's review the earlier information regarding the affirmation. You hold a phrase in mind, thinking of the meaning, and then as a broader sense of the meaning comes, you allow it to expand and fill your thoughts. Let the thought create a feeling, and gently release the words and thinking. You will recall that the words begin to convey a universal truth, and this is the source of the affirmation's power. It is a truth already familiar to your soul's level of understanding. Remember, thoughts are things, and your soul cooperates to manifest the thoughts you feed it. The term self-fulfilling prophecy is a very real principle and relates to the power contained in a thought, especially one that persistently occupies your mind. The connection between the thought and its material counterpart isn't always evident. There might be a long time lapse between the thought and the thing that happens or actualizes as a consequence. Understanding this connection provides a clearer meaning of the ancient knowledge paraphrased as, like attracts like. A simpler way of saying this is that the vibrations you register in your soul are reflected back as conditions and experiences in your everyday world. It can be likened to a room full of tuning forks. As you strike one and let it sound, the tuning forks that are of the same note will begin to vibrate, sometimes audibly. We attract whatever it is we spend time imagining, whether positive or negative. Again, this emphasizes why the quality of your thoughts is so vital at any time, whether you're meditating or not. By and large, the essence of your thoughts determines the essence of your life. Think of every thought as a tuning fork, and the affirmation as your best and highest tuning fork. Also realize that the spiritual affirmations you are using are lifting your consciousness upward, reinforcing the vertical dimension of your life. You will find great joy in adding or strengthening this new dimension. Now open the workbook to the section on moving to deeper levels of meditation. Page 16, for clarification of how meditation works to amplify this process. The first illustration depicts the initial stage as you focus on the affirmation and consider what it means to you. As already mentioned, your thoughts may drift away, so you return to the affirmation. Otherwise, you just go on musing or daydreaming. The second illustration describes what happens as you keep your mind on the affirmation. Your thoughts shift to another level, one where your understanding advances beyond words. Think of this deeper awareness of the meaning of the affirmation as a kind of bridge, because at this point you either lapse back to consciously thinking, as in stage one, or you stay with the feeling. If you remain with the feeling, another transition occurs. Perhaps the best explanation of this third stage is that you undergo a holistic unity in which your entire being knows beyond understanding. That is, you rise from rational to beyond rational knowing as you gain a rapport with the affirmation that allows you to experience the meaning. It is as if you and the meaning are one. You might think of this as the integration of the ideal with your personality. Your tuning fork is now vibrating at its maximum level. By the law of like attracts like, the desired change will begin to show up in your life, especially as we vibrate with the feeling of it. And here is the key difference between meditation as it is taught in the Casey readings and meditation as it is designed to simply clear the mind or stop a thought. In Casey's way of doing it, meditation is an active focusing on our intent or ideal, leading eventually to experiences of the ideal that are full of positive feeling, like a flower opening to the sun. This, in turn, leads to new ways of being with ourselves and with our friends and associates. Meditation, from the viewpoint of the Casey readings, is about attuning to the higher ideals, such as love and peace and joy, so that more of these qualities will appear in our everyday lives. Meditation is not so much for our own sake as it is for a new way of being with other people, a way characterized by more love, more gentleness, more patience. This integration or deepening comes with patience and persistence. Meanwhile, even if all you do is think about the affirmation, you still assimilate its influence, which builds toward the third stage. Keep in mind that meditation involves all three stages: initial focusing, the deeper mental understanding, and finally the soul connection. And any stage produces positive effects, whether you are aware of them or not. As you have likely noticed, distracting thoughts are common obstacles to relaxed attention. You may also have noticed that resisting or trying to push away these idle imaginings does not work very well. Instead, it is more effective simply to direct your mind back to the affirmation and avoid getting into a mental feud with your thoughts. There is an old children's game that is played by having each participant stand in the corner of a room and try not to think of a red elephant. Try it, and you will see the difficulty in trying to deny the thought, because it is impossible to consciously know you're not thinking of a particular image or idea. Another technique for dealing with intrusions of any kind, besides simply returning to the affirmation, is to incorporate the distraction into the affirmation. For example, if you're focusing on peace and a disturbing noise snaps your attention away, then direct peace toward the source and treat the noise as a reminder of the value of peace. Or if someone comes to mind while you're focusing on love, simply send love to the person. The secret is to keep from feeling annoyed or frustrated by either your own mental or physical distractions or those caused by others. If you have practiced meditation for several days, you may have already been confronted with distractions of various kinds. So, perhaps a bit of practice is called for. See your workbook, pages 4 and 5. Glance over the sample affirmations listed there and select one you like. Or, if you prefer, create a brief affirmation for yourself. Let's now do an affirmation exercise, but you do not have to prepare as you normally do for meditation. Now, hold the affirmation in mind as you would during meditation. Remember, whatever distraction occurs, relate it to the affirmation. You will be given a period of silence for a few minutes for practice. Let the tape continue to run. Let's continue. Did you get the hang of using distractions to redirect you to the affirmation? Keep this technique in mind, and it will prevent you from reacting negatively to intrusions. The next phase of this course explores meditation for healing. You will find it interesting and enlightening. In the meantime, you may want to take a break, reflect on the ideas just discussed, and resume at a later time.